From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Toxicologists say Floridians using mosquito repellent for Zika virus prevention should not overuse it. Mosquitoes in Miami-Dade County are transmitting the illness, which is linked to birth defects. And WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports misusing repellent could cause some health issues as well.
Most mosquito repellents contain the chemical DEET, like Off, Cutter, and Sawyer. A study done in the late 1990s showed that when pregnant women used products with DEET as directed, they and their babies were just fine. Alfred Aleguas is director of Tampa's Poison Control Center. He says, though, it is possible to suffer side effects from applying high concentrations of DEET and then not washing it off.
Some of the severe effects, kids had seizures. So high concentrations over a large area and repeated application sort of thing. So I think if you take a shower once a day and you wash it off, then that's not going to be an issue.
He says pediatricians recommend repellents containing less than 10% of DEET for kids. And for everyone else, Alegua says, all repellents are safe when following directions. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.